You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
The glory goes to God for this morning having the opportunity to pray together this midday at Bethel Encounter Anointed Tuesday. Psalm 19 verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on anointed correction and counsel. Anointed correction and counsel. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 6, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Ministers sometimes must confront and correct. God's strength enables you to do it with words that are truthful, words that are loving and acceptable in his sight. So this is to say that as ministers, we must avail ourselves for correction. We must not feel that people don't like us, or our superiors or even our colleagues don't like us when they draw our attention to correction. Particularly when the one correcting you seemingly may not even be better skilled than you are. It is a very tricky and slippery place where the wisdom of God through humility must guide us to know when to keep quiet and to listen than to hit back. When correcting, aim for restoration, not humiliation. That's our first point today. As ministers, we must not only accept correction, but we must correct one another. But in doing that, the method or the mode which we use is very critical, that we must focus on restoration, not humiliation. So it is not everything that must be said at every time. You say, oh, beyond for me, I just want to speak my mind, or I'll blast yours. It's not every time that something is appropriate for something to be said. You say a word spoken in season. You say our words too must be seasoned with salt. It's not just about the timing of what to say, but it's about the content of even what we say. And it's very important because our words can either break or make people. So we must focus on restoration. It is important that as ministers in correcting one another, you pray. You pray about it, that the Holy Spirit would help you to put it the right way you should put it, and not just based on feelings or how you've seen someone do it. It may not apply in this case. We look at Jesus, and he will address every situation appropriately and not use the same method or the same approach for every situation. It's very important. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So he's saying, correcting one another, we have to do it in the spirit of meekness. It's not because you have a right to correct. So you correct anyhow. But you must correct in the spirit of meekness, understanding that what that person may have fallen to, you can also fall to that and even worse. So as you are correcting, you correct from a position of understanding your frailty as a human being and understanding that you are just depending on the Spirit of God. And so you do it in all, with all meekness. Two, check your heart, or we must check our hearts before speaking. We must ensure that we are not reacting from anger or pride. Scripture says that be angry and sin not. It is best that when we are upset about something, we look to the word of God. We look to prayer. We look to songs of thanksgiving. We look to speaking to God about the situation first than reacting out of anger. I read a book, Anger is a Choice. Sometimes if you would just take a few minutes, maybe up to 30 minutes, to reflect on a situation, the way you may react may totally be different. There are people who have burnt houses, poured acid on their children, killed themselves, committed suicide, and done all sorts of things just because they chose not to wait, but chose to react immediately. The enemy can never have his way with us. We are not ignorant of his devices. And as we are hearing the word of God, James 1:20, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Don't use Jesus lashing the people in the temple as a cover for reacting angrily. No. How many times would you see Jesus do that? He did that with a particular purpose. And so let's not use that as a basis to react angrily or react in a way untoward towards one another. Our third point, pray that your counsel will reflect God's wisdom and strength, not human opinion. We live in the world. The worldly system is all around us. And we come from various cultures. It is very easy to pick on a culture that is from your home, or to pick on a culture that you learned from school, or to pick some habits or behaviors from different places. You see, so it's very important that we put all those things aside and hold on to kingdom culture. What is prescribed in God's word? It may be a good idea, but does it fall in line with what is prescribed in scripture? Does it fall in line with that? Or have you spoken to God about it? It may be something that is good you want to do, but it may not end well. So have you spoken to God about it? So let it not be our counsel be a reflection of worldly systems or cultural backgrounds, but let it reflect God's wisdom and strength. The judgment of Jesus was right. He said, I judge and my judgment is right. Why? Because he will hear from his Father. And so his judgment will be right and not according to the judgment of men, but according to how God sees it. The Lord help us. And so we are here to pray. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. We are praying that, Father in heaven, give me soft answers that turn away wrath when I must speak hard truths, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice, and we are all praying that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I beseech you. Soft answers, appropriate answers, the right answers, the right words, the right words, the right words, the right words in response to any situation, in response to any situation, oh Lord, not to stir up anger, but Lord, to bring about restoration in the name of Jesus. That wrath be turned away. That wrath be turned away. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me speak truth wrapped in love. Wrapped in love. Wrapped in love, not in the flesh, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray.
Well, in the name of Jesus, help me to speak truth that is wrapped in love. In the name of Jesus, let us have anger. Lord, help me to speak truth. Jesus, help me to speak truth. Jesus, Lord, hush. With your word, to speak truth.
In the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please let officers know that tonight every officer must be in prayer. Every officer must be in prayer. We are praying, Father in heaven, use my words as instruments of restoration in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, use my words as instruments of restoration in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to our words as instruments of restoration, not destruction, not division, not discouragement. Use our words, oh Lord, as instruments of restoration. Not manipulation, not destruction, not division. In the name of Jesus, by restoration, restoration, restoration. Restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm inviting you to do so. Jesus is the only way, is the only truth and life. He's the resurrection and life. Only Jesus can give life both on earth and beyond. physical death, eternal life. Only one person can promise that unto any man. Any man born of a woman is condemned to death because of sin. But through Jesus, man can now have access to eternal life. Please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Without you, I am condemned. But today, I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord, be my King. Make me your servant, Lord. And translate me from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing the song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in hand, in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony in time. In Jesus' name. For every answered prayer, for all this, for every answered prayer, right here. lift your voice and give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks for every answered prayer. He has heard us. He has given us hearts. Lord, thank you for taking our stony hearts and giving us hearts of flesh that is ready to accept correction, that is ready to give correction with meekness and with humbleness of hearts. Thank you, Jesus, that all our documented prayers are answered. We believe that, Lord, we've seen them. Lord, as we bring them before you each time in prayer, Lord Jesus, this encounter, they are leaving answered and they will manifest. And we will proclaim, like David said, that this is the doing of the Lord and it's marvelous in our eyes. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise because you inhabit the praises of your people. You were here, Lord Jesus, that our praise is coming up to you and you're dwelling in it. Lord, we will see your goodness in the land of the living. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you gave your life to Christ in the service, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com, or you can call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.